Hey there, hon. Sorry, I know it's late. Oh, you're still awake. Why, are you okay? Just can't seem to fall asleep? That's perfect! I mean, it's perfect because, my tail! my tail is, the venom is building up and is very uncomfortable. Would you, help me with milk? Don't say it like that. God, you always look so perverted with that damn smile. And then damn pleased with yourself when you get me flustered. Yes, please, idiot. My tail, please, milk it. Milk my tail. Thank you, let me get the bucket. Huh? And the stool for my knees? Oh. Okay. That was loud. Huh? Nothing! Just a small pop from the venom buildup. It's nothing. Keep it together. Keep it together. Okay, here it is. Alright. Then I'll, lay on my stomach. Knees to the stool. This position is always so embarrassing. I feel vulnerable. That's how you like me? Shut up! Don't say things like that. Obviously it's embarrassing. Now please start and be gentle about it, okay? Yeah, can you go a little lower? Up a little? There's a spot, right? Yeah, right there. That's where the pressure's really built up. Okay, focus more near the head. Yeah, right there. Yeah, twist like that. Yeah, it feels really. No, I'm fine. You just hit a good spot, that's all. You've gotten better at this over the years. And that's why I'm happy to help you whenever you need it. Even if you are a giant pervert when you ask me for help. I mean, seriously, what sort of boyfriend actually manipulates their girlfriend and... Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to suddenly jump into your lap like that. It just, you once again hit a really good spot. That was it. Totally it. No, I wasn't scared. And you didn't hurt me. I just wanted to cuddle. Yeah, I want to cuddle. My tail is nice and milked and it's relaxed me and I can see it relaxed you too. Why don't we cuddle up and help each other sleep? No, I'm not hiding anything. I am offended you would make such an accusation. I just want to cuddle and go to sleep. Unless you're telling me you don't like cuddling me anymore. That you really do prefer that body pillow over me.
Gets him every time.
All right, time for bed. bedtime. It's a great time. Hurry. Snuggle in close. Let me put my head over here at your neck. I love how warm you are. You're like a blanket fresh out of the dryer by the fireplace with a cup of hot cocoa. It is very specific because tomorrow I expect us to be in that position for the entire day. Nope, you get no say. I have spoken and my word is law. Damn it! Why does that have to be so loud? I told you, I'm not scared. I just want cuddles. No, cuddle me and sleep. What? I don't know what you're... My dad told you about... Oh. He told you before we moved in together. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be tricky like this. I'm ashamed that I'm so afraid of storms. I'm ashamed because I can take on Triders, Nagas, Krakens, even stare down Karens at Walmart. Hell, beating off a group of those Bull and Ant brothers is how we met. Those bastards really thought they were the new reckoning of the Untouchables. Ambushing one man like it makes them tough shit. But then, I hear a loud boom in the sky. Hear heavy rain. And I curl up faster than an armadillo. All because of a stupid flash flood that destroyed our home when I was a child. It is stupid. We haven't lived underground since then. We lived in homes renovated to feel like burrows, and were specifically made to resist water. Hey now, the man cave was both mine and Dad's little side hustle. We opened a mini bar down there and made a killing. Besides, we're scorpions. It's in our nature to want to be underground once in a while. But still, anytime I heard a storm coming, I would lock myself in my dad's room and I wouldn't move. He'd find me buried in a bunch of junk in his closet passed out. Yeah. That's why, when you came home after heavy storms, I'd be in the closet just sleeping. It was only half a lie when I said I just fell asleep on your hoodie collection after doing laundry. The truth is that smelling you puts me at ease when I'm scared. Makes me feel like you're holding me. Also, I love your hoodies. Shut up, it isn't cute. It's embarrassing. You say I shouldn't be embarrassed, but I am. To the point where I was ready to take that secret to my grave. I didn't want you to think less of me. think that I'm weak. The only good thing about it is, it's that I get to have you all to myself until I feel better. You'd never think less of me? Because I can acknowledge my fear, it makes me stronger than anyone you've met? That it's the first step to conquering it. I guess so. You'll help me? But you have your own problems. We can talk about it tomorrow. We should sleep. You're right. As always. Just, I don't know if I can beat this. It'll take time. And you're happy to take all the time in the world to save me. Just like I saved you. Babe, you're just so, so sweet. I love you. Now, do you mind? I'm trying to do some work here. Thank you. Stay out of my coffee, please.